Hello.
Hi, Bill. It's Lisa here. How are you?
Well, it depends upon what you say.
Yeah, I
I'm
understand
fine.
that. Okay, good to hear that. How are you recovering now?
It's coming along, every day a little bit better, but it's so
Are you able to
tiring. It
walk
gets.
and move around, or are you on complete bed rest?
Yeah, I'm walking. I'm walking without a cane now. I have pretty good movement. I'm still swollen, so that impinges on some of the movement. The hardest thing is to get the knee straight. The bending, I'm fine at. Doctor's very happy with my progress.
Right, that is wonderful. Thank you so much for providing the update. I was actually concerned because you told me the last time we had a word, you just came out of surgery. So I thought of asking how you're doing with that. Okay, anyway. All right, so Bill, I spent the entire week monitoring all the messages, the communication that you and the project manager had in that time duration, along with the calls that were being recorded. Okay, the second thing is that understand that if you were talking to someone on the official number, those calls are automatically recorded for quality and assurance purposes. But if you're talking to the project manager on his personal cell number, then the call recordings are not to be found over there. I found like 3 to 4 call recordings in that time duration, but none of them had any conversation which indicated anything about the existing account. So I'm actually guessing that you might have spoken to the project manager on his cell number, due to which there's no call recording found for that communication. That brings me to the conclusion, because at this point of time, we have to find a way out, which is a win-win for the both of us, right? So I actually got the approval for 2 options through which we can proceed forward from here. Option A is that we proceed with the publication, but we will give you compensation services along with the publication. I'm sorry, go ahead. Are you saying something?
No, I didn't say anything, no.
Okay, all right. The options that you have for the complimentary services, there are 3 options, which are excellent, by the way. Off the record, let me just tell you that each of these services that you're getting complimentary, they cost for 3 to 4 thousand individually. But you have the option to select either one of the 3 services as a compensation for whatever mishap happened in the situation, whatever the communication gap was. All right, option A is 3 months marketing services on Facebook and Instagram, in which we will run a paid campaign for $1,000. Option 2 is worldwide distribution, 400 plus platforms, and of course that is international. Option 3 is the ebook trailer. You understand what a trailer or a teaser is, which will be
No, I
created for
don't.
you. Okay, let me explain what that is. Have you ever seen a movie teaser?
Yes.
It's similar to that. It's a 30 to 60 seconds long visual trailer which will create a complete synopsis of the story. Now, there are 2 types of teasers or trailers that are available in the market which are useful for book marketing. As you know that today, nowadays, visuals are everything. So what we do is that we actually create a compilation with voiceover or without voiceover of Shutterstock images and videos that depict or convey the message of the book. And that is what the trailer is all about. Once it is created, what we do is that we publish that on YouTube and we share the link with you. While we are publishing the trailer, if somebody comes, let's say for example, if somebody comes to review the trailer on the YouTube page and they like the book, they like the concept, what we do is that we leave the purchasing link for the book in the description box. That way, if somebody watches the trailer, they are moved by it, and what they do is that they go immediately to Amazon or Barnes & Noble to place the order. By the way, there is a 70% to 80% conversion ratio on ebook trailer because it is one of the most effective tools in the marketing section. So these are your 3 options, and you can select any one of these services.
Is the book what's happening, first of all, with Amazon? Is that a possibility, or is it over with? I'm very confused with that.
Of course. Let me just recap what exactly I'm talking about, okay, Bill? See, we had a discussion. Your Amazon page got deleted. Amazon account, sorry, it got deleted. You and I, we had a discussion, but before that, you had a discussion with Rafael, and he took the amount in order to republish the book with a new ISBN on Amazon, and of course, it's a complicated case, so he charged you $2,000 for that. You with me?
I did agree on that. You know that. That was not agreed upon. I said I do not want to do that.
Yes. You came back later and you told me that you do not want to proceed with that as an option. What we decided last week is that I'm going to go ahead, evaluate all the calls and the email correspondence, because you mentioned that you had this conversation with your project manager that you have an existing account, but you cannot provide the details to us because of that credit card information that was saved in your Amazon account. So I told you that if I found any correspondence, a call recording or any written correspondence that indicates that you have informed this to our team, then I will go ahead and proceed with the refund of $2,000. And if we don't find anything supporting that, we will have to figure out any other options, any alternate options, because you would not settle for the amount not being refunded. So this is that other option. You with me now?
I'm not sure I'm with you. I'm really not sure I'm following. There's a lot to take in on over the phone. So
okay. You
want to sit down here and we'll... All right, so you say, first of all, you didn't find any recording to correspond to verify that I was setting up a second account.
Correct.
And that your guys knew about it. If they're saying no, then they're out... right line. I mean, that's what it comes down to. I'm dealing with a bunch of people who are not telling the truth. Now, I don't know if they're afraid of their jobs or whatever, but this was the whole thing where I had to wait for Elaine to come home so I'd have her phone so that I could go onto the account and give them Elaine's phone number. So they can get the code. And that's what we did. Elaine's number got the code, and that went back to your team, and then they published the book. Now, to this date, I have no idea what Kindle or Amazon is doing. They don't tell you. This is like the greatest thing. They are judge, jury, executioner, all in one.
Yes. That is a drawback from them.
I mean,
and honestly speaking, there is no proper customer support or customer service from Amazon's end. That's why we come in as a mediator to actually facilitate the customers. Because, of course, if you are publishing your book, you have questions to which you need answers to, right? And they don't entertain customers in that manner. So that is a huge drawback that we have with Amazon. You're absolutely correct. So far, whatever you stated is correct. Now, last week when we were having a discussion, we were
Lisa,
at the point...
slow down a little bit.
Okay.
Lisa, just slow down a little bit. You're going too fast for me. I'm 81 years old. I don't listen that fast anymore. Okay?
I apologize. Let me just slow down, okay?
It's okay.
Okay. The problem...
And Elaine is listening in also because, you know, we do our finances singly together. So,
well, bring her over
the phone. This concerns her too. We're a 50-50 marriage.
Gotcha. Okay, we can also bring her over the phone, okay? Elaine, are you listening to me?
Is she there? Yes, hard for me to hear. Yes.
Hi there. Thank you so much for being a part of this call. We are trying to figure out the next... Yeah, hi there. We're trying to establish a mutual ground here to move forward from here, okay? So we already identified the problem. The problem was that Bill's account got deleted due to a duplication of the existing account. Okay, we are on the same page with that, on that, right? That was a problem that occurred.
We may be on the same page as that.
We're not on the same page.
But I don't think that's the story. Because they said that they canceled a Kindle account, and I never had a Kindle account.
They canceled your
account. I know, I think you opened up a Kindle account for me, but I don't have any information about that account. So if I wanted to speak to Kindle, I have no knowledge of having an account or anything with them.
Okay. Let me clarify.
I don't know what the heck Kindle is doing.
I understand what they mean by that. Let me clarify that.
Lisa,
see, and
Lisa,
yeah, go ahead.
I don't know, Lisa. I don't know how to go forward if we can't figure out what the number is for the account, because there is no basis for setting this unless Kindle will drop its objection. But without an account number, you can't do it, and I can't do it. Bill can't do it. It has to be done by whoever has the number, whoever opens the account. We did not. We never had a Kindle account.
Okay. All right. Let me clarify one thing to you both. What they refer to as Kindle account is equivalent to Amazon account. So if you had an existing Amazon account, see, Kindle is a part of Amazon. Maybe you might have had a purchasing account, and then there was a new account created with the existing information. For example, it could have been the bank details that replicated on your purchasing account and the second account that we opened up for you. Let me just pull up your account information from our end. So then we can identify the two accounts that Amazon or Kindle is referring to. Okay, so Amazon and Kindle, it's the same thing. All right?
Okay. So
okay.
Can we have the account numbers if there are two accounts?
Yes. Just give me a quick moment. I'm pulling that up in my system. Okay, I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
What?
I'm opening up my account here. And I'm
Bill, Elaine, I am so sorry for the long hold. I'm actually going through the entire communication here because the brief form that you guys sent did not have any email address or whatsoever. So I just need some more time, and I would appreciate you guys to give me like 2 to 3 minutes more, okay?
Okay, I'm trying to go on and get my Amazon account also.
Of course, I will be right back.
I'll do that on my side, okay. Take your time. actually paper five. That's not paper, but I'll do it. 3, 4, 5, 8, 4, 5, 0, 9. 5, 3, 4, 5, 0, 9. All right, submit the code. All right, this is whatever. Go. My pin. 15440. Okay, go. Account holder. Mobile number. Okay. My number is 87 number. Setting some pin I have. Prime Video Shopping, Amazon Video, Amazon Pay. Okay. Your phone files. Address. Profiles, login, QMD. Okay.
Thank you very much for being online. All right, so I had to do a little digging, and I figured out that there was a new Amazon or Kindle account created by us or by the team under the email address, which is billfadden@yahoo.com, and the number that is associated with this account, the phone number I'm talking about, it's the number that I'm calling you on, which is 516-582-8487.
Okay, so that's the account, but that's not the account that we did the book under.
Okay, so tell me something. The existing Amazon account that you guys have, what was the email address on that?
It's Mando Billy, MandoBilly, MandoBilly@Yahoo.
I'm sorry, Bill. You'll have to spell that out phonetically.
It's like Mando. It's like mandolin. Mando. MandoBilly. And then my name, Billy. BILLY. @yahoo.com.
Yahoo.com. Okay. And the phone number associated with this account would be your number.
Yes. 516-582-9487. And the account the book was done under. I'm going to try to log out of, let me go on to, let me get my passwords up, and then I can do it.
Okay, I believe the issue that you might have faced once we were establishing your account with billfadden@yahoo.com was that the phone number must have already been in the existing account. So that's the reason why you changed the number to your wife's phone number, correct?
Exactly.
And your wife's phone number is?
516-582-9486.
Okay, 516-582-9486?
Yes.
Okay. I got it. See, the phone number was duplicating, so Amazon gave us the warning, and we updated the Elaine's number instead of yours, to avoid the replication of the information. Now, what about the bank account details? Can you indicate, of course, I'm not going to ask you for the complete details, but what account was used? Was it Chase that was used in your existing account?
It was one of my existing accounts. Yes, it was a Chase one that I used for my artwork.
Okay, now let me really quickly check the account information on your account. I'm sorry.
But I missed you. Lisa, what did you just say? I missed what you said, your last sentence. I missed what you said because you wanted to say something to me.
Yeah, I was actually holding off because Elaine was saying something.
Well, forget what she was saying because it doesn't involve the bank account.
Okay.
All right, so the bank account, I can give you that number.
No, I don't need the number. I just need to verify that the existing account that you had, which was manuelbilly@yahoo.com, did that have your Chase account details?
My bank account details?
Yes.
No, it's my Amazon account. No, all they have is my credit card information. They don't have my bank information.
Okay, so Chase account details. All right, so Chase account details were not in the existing account, correct?
Yes, it was not in the existing Amazon account.
Okay, so what we did is that...
The new Amazon account is under BillFarron@yahoo.com.
Correct, that's what I was going to tell you, that the new account that we created... Yes.
And the phone number is 516-582-9486.
86, correct. That's the corrected number on the new account, and I verified that the Chase account details were incorporated with the new account with the ID of BillFarron@yahoo.com. Okay, now this determines the two separate accounts that were created. As per our knowledge, Bill, so far the email address is different, the phone number is different, and as you claim that your Chase account details were not in your existing account, can you verify that? Is your existing account working?
Wait, why would Amazon have my bank account? You don't give Amazon a bank account. I had to give you a bank account so royalties would come into me.
Yes.
Right? That's why you have the bank account.
That is correct. And that's the reason why once you create an account on Amazon in order to publish the book, specifically KDP, they require your bank account details to transfer the amount directly to you. So we weren't going to be a part of your royalties or commissions in any way because we don't take any cut from that. We just take the service fee and the royalties are directly transferred over to the customer in their account. That's the reason why your new account that was created by us, BillFarron@yahoo.com, it had your Chase account details. So if there were any sales made, the amount should be directly transferred to your Chase account. You with me?
Yes, but I don't think any royalties were done yet. I mean, some books were sold.
Mm-hmm.
As far as I know, no royalties were ever. I never got any royalties.
Correct, and that is probably because even if there were sales, the royalties are transferred after 60 working days of the sale made. So even if there were sales, you would probably receive the royalties after 2 months, roughly. Okay, now that's
which
settled.
Fine,
it.
But
mm-hmm.
Yeah, but they, of course, are not giving me any royalties for the few books that I did sell.
Yeah. Okay. Now. That brings me to my next question. Visibly from the information that we just went over, I do not see any duplication of the data or material in both the accounts. So I'm not sure what exactly Amazon is claiming. What was the last response that you got from them?
The last response, which I got today, simply says they're not doing anything. They have a the other one, I had sent you the, so I can go look it up on my, I can look up the response. Let me do that.
Actually, I got the last response that I got, I received from you, in which they said that they are reconsidering your request, and still they came to the conclusion that they will not be opening your account again, correct?
Well, they are, but the original one said, let me go find it. It's easy that way. I know I sent it to you, but I have a computer and.
Don't worry about it. Let me look for it on my end. Okay, I found it. I found it, Bill.
Okay.
It says, "Hello, thank you for your email concerning the status of your account. We've reviewed the information you provided and have reevaluated the relationship between previously terminated accounts and your account. Our evaluation process takes multiple criteria into consideration when establishing relations between accounts, and we take action based on those criteria." They did not mention what criteria. Let's move on. "Upon further review, we are upholding our previous decision to terminate your account and remove all your books from sale on Amazon." That means they terminated the new account. This is the email that you received on BillFadden@yahoo.com, correct?
No, this is what's confusing. Yeah, the account, last time I checked, I still have that second Amazon account, was working.
Mm-hmm.
So here's where the original letter. I have to get the original thing. That'd be the easiest way.
I know what the issue
the
is. Mm-hmm. I know what the issue is, Bill. See, we have two accounts right now, right? They're talking about the new account on which we published the book, which is on the email ID, BillFadden@yahoo.com. So the other account, the existing account that you have, it would be active. They deleted the one through which we published a book, which is BillFadden@yahoo.com.
Okay, but that.
Okay,
but
let me just. Let me complete the email and then let's see what they're trying to say. Upon further review, we are upholding our previous decision to terminate your account and remove all your books from sale on Amazon. Having multiple accounts is a violation of our terms and conditions, and we are confident that your account is related to an account that has already been terminated due to violations of our content guideline. As a result, we will not be reinstating your account. Wait a minute. They're saying that there was an existing account which was in violation of their content guideline. So they're talking about two accounts here. Do you know anything
and
about that?
I have no idea what they're talking about. That's the thing. They said that they closed a Kindle account.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know what they're talking about. No one ever said to me, "We're closing your account." I would assume if I have an account with Amazon and Kindle and they're going to close it,
mm-hmm.
someone has to tell me that, right? I mean, is that a fair assumption? They're going to say why they are closing the account.
Of
and
course.
This is never done.
Mm-hmm. And they're
so
not providing any other information apart from this. This doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't make sense because, like I said, I never had a Kindle account.
Okay, let's just assume that they are talking about, let's just assume that Amazon and Kindle is the same thing, okay? Let's just assume that they're referring to an old Amazon account, but your existing account is still active, right?
Yes, and the new account, as far as the last time I went on it, is still active. I never bought anything on that account,
mm-hmm.
but it's still active. So I really don't know what they're doing.
Okay.
I think
we need more answers from Amazon in relation to this entire problem because they're not clear. Now, what we can do is that I can call you today or tomorrow and we can do a conference call and talk to one of their representatives because we need clarifications
on
this.
I will tell you, to be honest, I wrote this in one of the emails.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you guys got me really frustrated. And at one time, out of my frustration, I think I did go onto Kindle and start the process of self-publishing. But I never continued it. I never got an account. I never did anything with it.
Okay, so how far along did you go?
That's the only possibility I can think of. But I never got an account with them. You know what I mean? I never got to the point of going any further and actually getting a Kindle account.
Okay.
What
about Amazon account? Did you create an Amazon account in that frustration? Maybe you put in your email address and your cell number?
No.
Okay.
I'm Mr. Amazon.
Okay.
That's how much I buy from Amazon, okay?
Okay. Gotcha. See,
if I need a container of milk, I buy it by Amazon.
I understand.
Not quite, but you know what I'm saying?
Because
I'm a very big, probably not the biggest, but if I think I need rubber cement, I buy it right away on Amazon, because then I got to think of buying rubber cement. Where do I buy it? And so I remember to go to Michael's to get the, get the rubber cement. This way I buy it, I get it the next day.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then this is something really shady from Amazon. If you're sure that there are no other accounts apart from the two accounts that we just discussed, then this doesn't make any sense. They're talking about a violation of content guidelines, which never happened. So we need to call the customer support of Amazon. You need to be on the call with me because it's your account. They're going to ask you a couple of verification questions. And let's get to the bottom of this first. See, the amount that you paid, $2,000, it's not going anywhere. It's safe and secure with us. If you need a refund for that, we'll initiate with that. That's not a problem. But this is the major issue.
I canceled that. Lisa, the $2,000 was canceled. You don't have the $2,000.
How was it canceled?
To be fair, I called the bank.
Bill,
and I said,
you weren't supposed to dispute those charges. That's called a dispute. Now, that's going to hit on March.
I had an option. You gave me options. And the first option was just to walk away.
Who gave you these options?
That was an option. One of the emails you said you have two options. One, we can try to fix it, and that was a 2,000 fee, or you can walk away and, we'll have no more relations with each other, basically. And that's why I said I did not want to pay $2,000. It didn't make sense to me. More than double originally did. So why am I paying $2,000? It was in my mind. You bribing somebody that you need the money?
No. Bill, I did not get any response from your end on that email. And then Rafael had a word with you, correct? For that $2,000. No?
Well, I spoke with the other people, and I said, no, I'm not going to do this. I said, I'm not going to do it because it didn't make sense. What am I paying $2,000 for? It sounds to me like it sounded to me like, they're telling me, listen to what they're telling me. And remember, I almost lost $35,000, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm very leery of being scammed. They're telling me, get a new email account. That's easy peasy. You get a new email account. They're telling me to get another bank account. Fine. So I can go to the TD Bank and open up another bank account.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're telling me, your guys are telling me to get a new phone number. How do I do that? How do I get another phone number? I can go to T-Mobile and pay $100 for a new phone number. I can buy a burner, but I've never bought a burner. I wouldn't even know where to get that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, there's no way I can't use my landline because Amazon doesn't accept the landline. I did go to Amazon and say, can I open up an account without a landline?
No, it won't accept the landline.
Well, they kind of said you can, but whatever. So I'm beginning to think, look at the three things. They're telling me another bank account, to get another phone number, to get, and I'm beginning to think there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm.
They're telling me to get too many new things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I said, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do the $2,000. And then I guess Raphael got so frustrated. Well, not Raphael. I went to the new guy.
Okay. Bill, help me understand. Help me understand one thing. If you weren't going to proceed with this option of paying $2,000, how did it get processed? And why did you go to the option of canceling that payment?
Because I didn't do it, and I think I made a mistake. So I told the bank, and then the bank said they would cancel it.
Okay, Bill, that's a huge problem. See, the dispute option or a third-party option comes in when a company is refusing to provide you a refund. If we are willing to provide you a refund, you do not have to involve a third party. Let me explain what a dispute is. It's basically what your bank is going to do. They're not canceling the charge. The amount is the amount was charged on a merchant. Merchant is a payment agent that we use to facilitate transactions. It's a third-party service. Now, what happens is that
and
once you're making a payment,
they were also rather suspicious because that's why they canceled it the first time. First time the bank, you know, just canceled it. You know, I put it to one bank that did not have a lot of credit. You know, we never pay charges. We always pay our bills right away. So one of my bank accounts, I had a small credit limit. So I switched it to a bank account that has, I have like $30,000, $40,000 worth of credit. Like I need that like a home ahead, but I got it. All right? So when I switched it to that bank, they canceled it. And then I said, well, then do it. But I thought, you know, after all these requests for a new bank, for a new phone number, for new this, then I'm beginning to worry there's something wrong. So I called the bank and I put a hold on it.
Okay, that's not.
And then I spoke to David. David got so frustrated with me. The poor boy got upset that I raised my voice. And he finally said, I'm calling Lisa. I said, okay. And that's when you came on to it.
Okay. Bill, we need to handle one thing at a time. Now, as I was explaining to you, that once you make the payment and then you call your bank and ask them to cancel that payment, what happens is that your bank forcefully takes the amount from our merchant. That becomes a legal thing. At that point of time, it's called a dispute or a chargeback. It means that your bank is actually putting an allegation or claiming that we made a fraudulent charge. And that's a huge allegation. It's not about the amount. We're going to refund you the amount. But when a dispute hits, our merchant account gets affected. It becomes vulnerable because it's a third-party platform that is facilitating us for payment transactions. Now, what happens is that in that merchant account, whatever revenue we have stored in that account will all go on hold just because of that $2,000 dispute. You will get your amount, but we will be left pending for at least $500 to $600 revenue that we're talking about in that account, $600,000 revenue that I'm talking about. It's a huge amount. It's like our entire business. And this is a huge.
I don't think it ever went into dispute. I think they just canceled it. Because
cancellation. Bill, understand one thing. When they say they're canceling it, there is no other option of canceling this payment apart from disputing it. Now, you need to call your bank, tell them that we are providing you a refund. They need to take back the dispute because if that hits, it's going to become a legal case. And we cannot jeopardize our hundreds of thousands of dollars just because of $2,000, which we were already refunding you.
That I can do. I'm not worried about the bank.
Thank you. Can you please go ahead and do that right now, and then we'll sort out the Amazon issue, because I cannot afford to take this hit. It's going to be a huge thing here, and my entire legal team will get involved, and then they'll ask you for the correspondence. They're going to ask us to submit a case. It's a lengthy procedure, Bill, and it's a hassle. It's going to take days, 60 to 70 working days, for us to resolve this dispute. And there's no point of going through the entire procedure while you can get the amount directly from us simply by a refund option. We don't need to go through this. Okay? Can you call them right now and confirm so that we can talk about the next step, and then I will go ahead and issue you the refund as well once you confirm that the dispute is taken back.
I'd love to talk about the next steps first. I'll get you, you know, again, let's, I don't know where I stand right now, Lisa. I don't know whether I can get back onto Amazon. Is Amazon a lost case? And again,
we cannot determine. I'm sorry I'm interrupting you right now, Will. We cannot determine at this point of time what exactly is the Amazon stance. As I told you that you and I will need to go over a phone call with Amazon to sort this out. So the next plan of action cannot be determined now. On the other hand, the dispute is already on the way. It hasn't been reflected, and if it gets reflected, it's the end of any business relationship that we have currently. My legal team will not even allow me to speak with you because of this entire mess. So that is an urgency. You need to stop that right now. Meanwhile, I will have to notify my legal team and my billing department that this is a situation and you have filed a dispute. Of course, unintentionally, but it's there. So they have to be ready for that, just in case if it reflects. And it will reflect any time. Can you give me a time frame? When exactly did you call the bank?
Do you have my credit card number so I can make sure I call the right bank?
When exactly did you call them? When? Which day?
Same day.
Oh, my God. Okay. So it can reflect any time on our merchant. Bill, you need to hurry up on this. You need to give me this favor because I have not denied the refund of it. Either way, you're getting that amount. But you need to stop your bank and revert the dispute. Please.
Do you have the credit card number that I use? Because I have a lot of bank accounts. If you can give me the number, then I could.
Okay. Can I call you back in 15 minutes to confirm?
Well, give me the bank number, and I'll.
I don't have the bank number. Bill, are you talking to me or are you talking to Elaine?
No, I'm talking to you.
I have your bank number? I don't have. The number that you called or the person that you spoke with to cancel the charges, you need to call the same person or the same number.
Okay. I will try to get a hold of that bank.
Okay. Thank you so much, Bill. Let's talk again. Should I call you in half an hour?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye.